Good morning. You are listening to the morning interview over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today, I have a few guests in the studio with me. I have Willow Moore, the Executive Director of Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, Aurora Lang, the Program Director of Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, and Jessica Mengjes, the intern at Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. And they are here with me in the studio today to talk about an event that's happening this evening, the Interactive Paint and Sip. That'll be happening at Beak Restaurant from 6 to 9 this evening and kicks off the Sitka Seafood Festival. Thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Willow, would you mind starting out by talking about the history of the Seafood Festival, when it began and kind of what it looks like right now?
Sure. So this is the 9th annual Sitka Seafood Festival, and the festival began in 2009 as a celebration of the wild-caught seafood that so many of us love. ASFT, Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, and ALFL, Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, partnered 2 years ago. This is our second year to bring the festival back because we just did not want to be without it.
And Jessica, you are leading the event this evening. We'd love to get a little bit of details about what people can expect when they go.
Sure. So the Paint and Sip is going to be a really fun, interactive event where people can expect to come. And we're actually going to be doing a little bit of adult finger painting tonight, along with brush painting. And we have a wild Alaskan salmon theme. So we are going to be painting a bright red spawning salmon.
And what other aspects of this event are interesting? Like what will it look like from the time that people come in to when they leave?
Sure. So it's really whatever people decide to make of it. So I'll be up front instructing, just giving some basics about how to do certain brush strokes and how to make their painting successful. But people often in these events can go off and do their own creative things. It's just a really fun social event for friends to hang out and do something creative.
And this is one of two Paint and Sip events. Willow, there's another one coming up at the Mean Queen. Will you tell me a little bit about what that event will look like and how it's different from the one this evening?
You bet. So the event tonight is sold out, and we would love to have anyone who's interested in attend the second event, which will take place June 28th. The doors will open at the Mean Queen, and it's the lower level of the Mean Queen. At 5:30 p.m., the event will start at 6 p.m., so the painting instruction will start at 6 p.m. What's different about the event tonight is tonight's Paint and Sip is the same except without the dinner. So we've got the free drink included in the ticket price. But at the Mean Queen on the 28th of June, we'll have a full meal as well. So there'll be pizza and there'll be salad along with that free drink that goes with the ticket for the paint and sip that evening. So what comes with the ticket is the canvas, the paint, everything you need. And of course, you get to take your end product home. So the ticket price is $35, and we're taking reservations for that event right now. And if you are interested, you can just give us a call at 747-3400 or Sitka Seafood Festival. You can, of course, email us too. Aurora, you want to give the email?
Yeah, the email is sitkaseafoodfestival@gmail.com.
And where do proceeds for this event go?
So any proceeds for Seafood Festival, this event as well, go to the Young Fishermen's Initiative. So the mission with Alaska Longline Fishermen Association and Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, these organizations have many goals, but they work together to ensure the viability of our local sustainable fisheries. And this year's festival certainly will celebrate that goal. So the Young Fishermen's Initiative has several levels. For example, 30 years ago, all you needed to get into fisheries was a sense of adventure, a boat, some gear, and you could jump in. Now it's like buying a starter hotel instead of a starter house to get started. So what we do at ALFA and at ASFT is we have different programs available to help people get started, whether it's purchasing your first quota or accessing our Deckhand Apprentice program, which allows people to come and get the experience and skill set necessary to get their first job on a boat.
And the three of you are the main people spearheading the organization of this event. What brings you to this festival, and why is it important for you to be involved, Aurora, starting with you?
Yeah. I was born and raised up in Juneau, so our coastal communities are really important to me. So last year I had the opportunity to volunteer with the Seafood Festival, and then when there was this opportunity to actually join the team, it meant a lot to me to be part of it. So I'm really proud to be here in Sitka and to be part of this team.
This is actually my first Seafood Festival and also my first summer in Sitka that I'm really excited about. The community has been extremely welcoming. I am very excited to be involved in an event that supports the local fisheries and supports ALFA and ASFT's mission.
And this is Willow. When I think about seafood, it's just integral to every part of what makes Sitka so amazing, from the importance of our local economy to, I think of bonfires by the beach where someone brings the most amazing dish ever. I think of potlucks. So I think of last year, maybe my favorite time of the year was we went out fishing with a bunch of friends and pulling up skates with the kids, or maybe even the time last year when we pulled up some crab pots out camping and the kids were around us like little birds waiting for food. Seafood is just part of all of the best things. It's community, it's family, it's just Sitka. So it's a great time to celebrate the culinary arts. With the Seafood Festival this year, we're going to have a huge range of events that just celebrate Sitka. So knot tying classes, cooking classes. We'll be announcing our celebrity chef guest next month. We'll have all of the different tickets available next month too, from everything from our seafood banquet to our main day, which is free and open to the public. So we'll have all kinds of classes, kids games that day. It's just a range of activities and festivities that celebrate Sitka, celebrate seafood, celebrate the importance of the ecosystem that feeds our fish and our families as they grow. And we're pretty excited about this summer's events. And it's all made possible by an incredible array of volunteers and partners.
Yeah, and if people are inspired to be volunteers, are there still opportunities?
Oh, definitely. Yes, we have plenty of volunteer opportunities. And if people would like to learn more, one of the best ways to do that, we're having a seafood festival information meeting, and that's coming right up. Jessica, you want to talk about that?
Sure. So we're having a volunteer meeting on June 19th at the Island Institute at 12 p.m. We are just going to give a brief overview of what the Seafood Festival is all about and how people can get involved. And we're also going to be offering a tasty smoked salmon treat for those who come to the meeting.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.